How we doing? All right, I gotta admit, I'm feeling a little bit groggy this morning, so would you guys mind standing up with me real quick and getting a good stretch? Glad to see all you guys. Yeah, when you're feeling ready, you can be seated, and then we'll get started. All right, to keep you guys in the loop, that I'm up here today because CCW's preaching team wants to give me as many opportunities to speak in front of you all as I can. I just want to grow in my abilities to preach and to teach and to public speak. It's kind of scary for me, to be honest, but it feels really comfortable in front of you all because you're all family here. Today, I get this wonderful opportunity to introduce to you guys our new sermon series for the upcoming year, and it is going to be responding to God's presence. Joe Caputo and I cooked up this sermon series to launch us into 2024, being inspired by God, just to pursue our relationship with him in a way that may or may not be familiar to some of us already. As Christ's body, we are encouraged to encourage one another every single day to follow Jesus and to listen to his guidance for our lives. In this series, we want to help one another recognize God's presence and remember him. Three biblical prayer practices: remember, repent, and reset. We'll start out each week in the church's ancient book of songs and prayer, the Psalms, then introduce our prayer practice, and then show how these practices of worship and prayer are seen and reflected in Jesus' life for us to learn from. Are you guys with me?
Yeah.
Awesome. So now, if you would please turn in your Bibles to Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. And for those of you guys who are using the Bibles in our seats, that's going to be on page 470. And the verses that I'm about to read are going to be up on these screens as well. All right. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103, as we can see, was written by King David as he's starting a corporate gathering, just like this, when we're worshiping God. And he's starting in this very surprisingly personal place. He actually calls his own soul into worship in verses 1 and 2. This sort of worship that David is calling for here isn't something that's super surface level, like, okay, we're just going to get started, we're going to have a good day. He's actually trying to get to the deepest parts of himself to bring his soul into worship. He has a very healthy understanding of how great God is and how set apart he is, and he knows who he truly is. And he uses this as the motivation to bring himself into worship. He's remembering who God is. So this personal call to worship that David is calling other people into is also to bless the Lord and to forget not all of his benefits. Commentators believe that this psalm is one of thanksgiving prayer, where David is reflecting on the acts of forgiveness and healing that has happened within his life. Based on the connection that we actually have in this passage for forgiveness and healing, it's believed that David is thanking God for some sort of healing that he received after he sinned against someone else, or sinned against himself. In verses 3 through 5, we get the foundation of what David continues to riff off of for the rest of this very personal song. He remembers that God is the one who forgives him for all of his iniquity. In other words, God is the one who forgives him when he falls short of the standard that is very loving and life-giving so that we're able to treat one another. In this way, God designed all of us to treat one another with love. And whenever we fall away from that, that is sin. We're falling away from that standard. He remembers that God is not only the one who heals our spiritual sickness of sin, but he is the one who heals our bodies when we are sick. David remembers that God is not only the one who saves him from death, but he also provides him with every good individual thing that renews his strength and vitality in life. So I also believe that this prayerful call to worship that David has for the people of Israel is the same for us today. Like, it's the same for us to remember who God is and to live a life in faithful response to who Jesus is in the sacrifice that he had on the cross. We'll never live perfect lives, but we're going to continue every single day to run back to our Father again and again and again and again, because we know that he is going to come and meet us exactly where we're at. He has that heart for us. So as I've been reflecting on Psalm 103 this past week, one of the biggest words that popped out to me was iniquity. If I'm going to be honest, I often miss the mark in my relationships and how I treat other people. What led me to this prayer practice that we're going to discover today was a huge failure I had with one of my closest friends about a year ago. If I can be transparent for this one moment, I got into a really nasty argument. It was one of those where you're saying things you don't mean and that other person's saying things you don't mean, and then feelings are hurt, and then you're wondering if the relationship's okay and all those sorts of things. Sometimes when you're with your closest friends, you feel like, man, this kind of feels like a spouse instead, like I'm arguing real hard with them right now. But in that argument, I realized that I was looking to this person for all the support, all the wisdom and the comfort that I believed I needed at that time. But now I'm recognizing that that first and foremost comes to my raw and real relationship with our Father in heaven. And that's the same thing for all of us. Instead of choosing to be still and know that God has everything I need within himself and his provision for my life, I chose to scheme, I chose to worry, I chose to manipulate other people into doing what I knew probably at that time that wasn't the best for them or for me. This one event had a lasting impact of all of my relationships. I remember it often as a way to remind myself who God truly is, that he forgives me of that sin, and that he's the source of all the love that I could ever need. And that's what pours out into every other aspect of our lives. So I want to introduce you guys to this new prayer practice, or maybe it's familiar to you, where we're learning how to position ourselves first to recognize and remember God, and then second, to begin understanding that remembering to take the time to really recognize who God is can lead to authentic worship like we saw with King David, and also you can see yourself being a truly changed person over time. And so today's spiritual practice is called Be Still and Remember. So I'm going to guide us through some very simple instructions, and hopefully you guys will follow along with me. I actually have a surprise for you guys, but it's more of a surprise for myself. Oh, there's Joe. He's back there. Thanks, Joe. Thank you, sir. Oh, and before I forget to mention, Joe and I are tag teaming this, so he'll be back up in a little bit. So this is a chair that I would love to say has been in my family for generations, but in actuality, it's just my older sister's chair that's a hand-me-down to me. Whenever I'm trying to get alone with God and just get to know him a little bit better, I go to this chair. This is what I call my thin space, kind of where heaven meets earth. And so I thought nothing better than to have it with me for today. So simply enough, all you need is a chair for this exercise and a timer, if you're comfortable with that. I'm going to get nice and comfortable in here, and I'm glad the mic's working out. And today, together, we're going to take three deep breaths. Not quite yet, though. I got to give you the full instruction. So first, we're going to have our feet flat on the ground. All right. We're going to have our palms facing up towards the sky and resting them on our lap. And so when we take these deep breaths together, I'm going to guide you through it. Be thinking about a name of God that you're super familiar with. So for me, it's Lord Jesus. So that's going to be when you're taking that deep breath in. And then when you're breathing out, you're going to say your deep desire for God. And in this case, we're just going to ask him to help us remember his goodness throughout this whole time. And the final step is actually going to be a little bit difficult, and I hope it doesn't scare some of you. We're going to sit in silence for 2 minutes together in this room. And so you're not going to try to work or to scheme. We're just going to sit there and let God love on us, so to speak. So if you need some guidance with this silent time, here's a question that you can sit with. As I remember who God is, where did I see him show up in my life this week? And I'll repeat that again. As I remember who God is, where did I see him show up in my life this week? All right, so we're ready to be quiet? Gotcha. So, close your eyes, get comfortable, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Last time, breathe in, breathe out. Lord Jesus, remind us of your goodness. All right, that's it. Open your eyes. All right, 2 minutes can either feel like an eternity or for 2 seconds, and for me, I'm more introverted. I like to spend a lot of time by myself, so that was really quick for me. When I am being still and I'm choosing to remember God, it brings about this great reflection about my life and what's going on. And besides all maybe the somber things that I brought up, sitting and remembering God can bring you to this emotionally brighter side of things where we have a lot of joy and a lot of gratitude. And so today, in order to get into that sort of mood, we're going to watch our 2023 Year in Review video, and we're going to remember together. So let's take a look.
We remodeled Building C and opened Life Spring Counseling Center.
We saw lives changed.
We made a joyful noise.
We equip the saints. We serve our community and the globe.
We went on a lot of adventures.
We raised up
a new generation.
We loved our neighbors.
We became debt-free again.
Thank you for being the church.
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 Wow. And so many of you were a part of those clips and some of the memories that we made over the past year. And today's a day to celebrate that, to look back and to remember. And I just praise God for you and for all the things that happened. And believe me, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This could have been a 30-minute video. We had a whole file full of stuff, and many of you were a part of the great things God did. So thank you. Thank everybody that helped lead and serve behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, and make 2023 so great that we could bring the hope of Jesus to all people. That's what it's all about. So let's give God a hand one more time for 2023. Remember, it's so good. And I'm just so proud of Greg, too. I mean, he just jumped up here. He'll be back up in a second, but yeah, I can give Greg a hand. And it's kind of an honor to serve, I want to say with these young guys, but I'm literally like 2.5 times his age. And I have learned so much from him and with him, and it's just a really cool thing. But all that happens up here and all that happens out there, and we could shoot video for hours and hours, it's all, every single bit of it, to give glory back to God for what he has done. None of this happens without him, without his power, without the Holy Spirit moving in us and through us and with us. And that's what today is just kind of all about. Greg talked about being still and remembering. This year, we're really looking forward to moving through some ways to grow in our intimacy with God together as a church family, and then taking what God gives us through His Spirit out into the community around us. So yeah, we're going to be talking about some of these prayer practices. We're going to be learning how to be one with God, be with God before we go and do for God. And that's very important as we start out the new year. So as he talked about being still and remembering, I'm going to go ahead and jump into another element of remembering, and that is remembering and giving thanks. Remembering and giving thanks. You know, we be still and we allow the Lord to kind of be with us and we with him, and he kind of brings things to our minds, doesn't he? Maybe it's scripture and we might remember scripture. Maybe it's a person or a place or an activity or something that he would challenge us to do, and or maybe something that's happened in our life or we remember as a highlight of our day or our week or our year. That's all remembering. And it comes with being still, and it's a really cool thing. Remembering and giving thanks is a big deal to God. Remembering and giving thanks is a big deal to God. It goes all the way back to the beginning. We see this all through the history of Israel, all over the Bible, especially in the Psalms. Now, Greg already introduced us to Psalm 103 this morning and how we can be still and remember. And I want to go ahead and ask you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 105, just two Psalms over. And we're going to take a look at that for a couple minutes. And some of the words will be on the screen as well. And what we have here is more encouragement from King David to do this thing, to seek God's presence, and then to respond to God's presence, which is really what this series is all about. It's responding to God's presence in our lives. So here David is teaching us how to respond to God's presence with praise, to let his works be known, to remember and give thanks to God. So Psalm 105, verses 1 through 5, listen to these words. And this is to the church, this is to us, as well as it was thousands of years ago. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. That's what that video is all about. We're just celebrating what God is doing. And when David says call upon his name, this is an element of prayer. This is us and him together, just having this relationship of prayer with God and giving thanks to him, making his deeds known among the people. Look at verse 2. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of his wondrous works. That's why we do what we do here on Sunday mornings. Then he says, in the very next, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Rejoice. You know, we just came out of this series through Advent. We talked about hope and peace and love, and we ended with joy. And I think these are ways that all these things kind of come together. When the rubber meets the road, we start applying these to our lives as it's going to come out of our lives in very practical ways. And one of those ways is prayer, thanksgiving, remembrance. Let those who seek the Lord rejoice. Verse 4, listen to this. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Wow, as we look back on 2023 and we look forward to 2024, wouldn't this be amazing if all of us took this to heart? To seek the Lord in his strength and seek his presence continually. Then the very next verse, verse 5, says, remember, remember, remember. Remember the wondrous works that he has done. Now, Psalm 105 goes on, another 40 verses. And in those next 40 verses, David remembers and he gives thanks for God's work through Abraham. 500 years he's looking back and remembering Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron. He goes through the Exodus into the Promised Land. This is David's way of reminding us to remember that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise the Lord. That's how it ends. And he says, flip. And if you go into the next Psalm, Psalm 106, and then 107, and the next and the next, and you go back into the Old Testament, all the way back to Genesis, and you just kind of start picking out all these moments where God is teaching us through his people to respond to him in remembering and giving thanks, remembering and giving thanks. It's part of the Jewish culture. It's part of God's people. It's who we are. It's what we do. We remember. And we give thanks to God for his faithfulness. And there's a reason for this. It's because we're a people of prayer. We're a people who know our God. And we know him in a way that we can't help but remember and give thanks for who he is. And as we head into 2024, we want to grow closer to him. We want to grow stronger in our intimacy with God. So that means we're going to seek God's presence and respond to us in a relationship with a prayer that leads us to do this very thing that we're talking about today and we'll talk about over the next couple of weeks, to stop. Stop. And remember. And then remember and give thanks, just like King David did, just like the psalmists did. And if we'll do this, we'll discover this life-changing, soul-shaping practice that has led God's people through the ages, and we can apply to us today as well. In fact, I want to give you a way to do this right here in our own, right here as we're sitting here today. So if you have your bulletins, go ahead and open these up. And if you don't, I'll give you a little help here. But on the front of your sermon notes, you're going to find the notes, and on the back, you'll find a blank. We'll come back to that in a minute. But you're going to find these cards. They're called gratitude cards. All right, go ahead and flip. You can pick these out. Just take a look at them. There's some back. If you walked in the door, you saw these baskets at the door. They're called gratitude baskets. And these cards and those baskets are going to work together for just a few moments to take us back to King David in Psalm 105. This is what we're going to do together. A moment ago, we were silent. We were quiet. This is something we do as a family. And I want to encourage you to do this. At the top of the card, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, and make known his deeds among the people." That's what we're going to do. So right now, I'd just like to give you about 1 minute, okay, to ask the Holy Spirit, to ask God to help you remember something, okay? Remember something and give thanks for something maybe he's done in the last year, or maybe something else that comes to your mind, maybe a person or a place, an activity that you know God was responsible for. Remember and give thanks and write it down on this card, okay? Just write it down. And then, as you leave today, if you would, you can drop it in those baskets. You don't have to, but you can drop it in those baskets, and then we'll go ahead and go through these during the week, and we'll give God thanks with you as we remember together, and then we'll bring them back next week, and we'll pick a few out of the basket and read them out loud for you so we can give God praise and remember him next week too. So go ahead and take a minute and fill these out for me, all right? Just take a minute to remember. And give God thanks for something that he's done in your life over the last year. I won't give you much time because you'll probably write all day if you think about it long enough. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's something you can do throughout the week. Before you leave today, at the end of our service, you know, sometimes we talk about where we're going to go to lunch or, you know, try to head out of here to watch the game or whatever. I would just encourage you that before you drop this in the basket, to share what you wrote down with one of your neighbors today. Maybe somebody you came with, somebody sitting around you. Just share what you wrote down before you leave today. And if you're having trouble thinking about it, I would just remind you, this helps me. A few ideas from the Psalms themselves is to, number one, remember the past. Remember the past. That's what we see David doing. And sometimes we have to move backwards in order to move forward. So I'd encourage you to look into your own past, maybe even to your salvation. Think about who you used to be before you knew Jesus and give God thanks for who you are now because of Jesus. Remember the past. Another thing you can do is remember people. Remember people, the people that have influenced you. Maybe even during the week, you might remember somebody, and then at that very moment, stop and write them a note of thanks. But remember the people in your life that have helped shape. In fact, Paul was really good at this. In Philippians 1:3, he says, "I thank my God every time I remember you in my prayers." So here we have this prayer practice of thanking and remembering in Paul's own life. We can do that. Remember the people that matter to you. Another thing we can do is remember God's promises and his provision. Now, in order to do this, we need to get into the Word of God. But look at God's Word, and you'll see that he makes these promises, and he keeps his promises, and he provides for us. How has he been faithful to you over the past year? How has he provided for you, for your family, especially spiritually? How has God taught you things this year? So remember the past and the people and the promises and provision of God, and that's going to start to take shape. But you got to be still to do these things. remember and give thanks. You know, last week, I was kind of on the fence about whether to share any personal stories or not, because I really find this valuable, just to take a couple minutes a day or a couple minutes a week to do this very thing. It changes my whole perspective on the day, on the week, on no matter what's coming at me, I can remember and give thanks. And it just kind of, does this make sense? Like, it kind of shapes our perspective and our attitude. The other night, our family gets together. We started this tradition last year where we all sit in the living room together. And this is after all the gifts are given. We've had dinner. We all sit together in the living room and we remember together and we give thanks together for people that have gone on before us and our families, people that were missing. And it's a little tearful, but it's also really funny because we share these stories together and we remember and we just kind of picture them sitting in the room with us. And it's pretty cool. From the youngest to the oldest in the room, all of us shared story of people that we love. This is a way of remembering and giving God thanks for them. And that's exactly what we did. We prayed together. And another thing we did that's kind of cool we started doing is we light candles in memory of each and every one of those people that we've just told stories about and gave God thanks for. I know maybe it's just a corny family tradition, but I think it's a really cool way for us to remember and give thanks to God for the people in our lives that have mattered to us. And it's a way to just come together. And I want to tell you, it is really amazing for our family. It brings us together, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. So that's just an idea for you. There's plenty of them out there. I won't do that right now, but sometimes couples come in my office, and they'll be like having arguments and stuff like that, and I'll say, hey, you know what? We all go through rough patches. Can I just give you a little bit of advice, husband, wife? Hey, decide in the morning that by lunchtime, you're gonna thank your wife, you're gonna thank your husband for one thing that she's done in your life. Just give thanks to her. It's funny how it just changes the whole conversation because everybody's kind of grumpy and stuff. And then they start thinking and remembering and giving thanks. And I think God really knows what he's doing here. And Jesus does too. You know, we move from the Psalms to Jesus and we remember and we give thanks because it was important to Jesus. So we fast forward to the life of Christ, and Jesus, being God in the flesh, is our model for responding to God's presence. And being Jewish, Jesus would have had this practice of being still and remembering and giving God thanks in prayer down, and he teaches us this. In fact, he probably used Psalms as a prayer book himself, just like we can today. This was Jesus. But there's more to this idea than even Jesus' example. We have Jesus' promise. If we look in John chapter 14, near the end of Jesus' life, we see that he's about to go to the cross and he's meeting with his disciples and he's teaching them about his departure. He's not going to be there very much longer, and he promises them something, someone. He promises them that the Holy Spirit is going to come in his place as a helper and teach them all that they would need to, guess what? Remember. Look at verse 25 in John 14. Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will," this is a promise, "will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Remembrance is important to God. It's important to Jesus. So important that he has provided a way for us to remember through his Holy Spirit. He said the Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance all that he said. That was a promise for us. A promise, and it came true. You know how it came true? The Bible. The Word of God itself. You see, through his Holy Spirit, God gave his word to those men that Jesus was talking to. The men that he promised so that his words could be remembered. The Bible, y'all, the Bible is a way of remembering the words of Jesus. You're literally holding in your hand today, like I am, all that God would want us to know through his Spirit as a way of remembering him. And one thing God wants us to remember, or to do is remember, is to rejoice and give thanks. For example, the Apostle Paul, he knew this. He learned from Jesus. He gives us a command. 1 Thessalonians 5 says, "Rejoice always." We remember, we rejoice. "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. this idea of prayer, giving thanks. Here we go again. Thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is God's will for you because he knows it is just good for us to remember and give thanks. And by the way, it's good for his church. It's good for his kingdom. It's a great way to respond to God's presence in our lives. I love what Ken Boa says. Dr. Ken Boa is a scholar from Atlanta, and he points this out. Listen to these words. He says, we cannot, here's why it's just one way I think is so healthy for us. We cannot give thanks and complain at the same time. To give thanks is to remember the spiritual and material blessings that we have received and to be content with what our loving Lord provides, even when it doesn't correspond to what we had in mind. Gratitude is a choice, not merely a feeling, and it requires effort, especially in difficult times. But the more we choose to live in the discipline of conscious thanksgiving, the more natural it becomes, and the more our eyes are open to the little things throughout the course of the day that we previously overlooked. I encourage you to make remembering and giving thanks a daily exercise, either at the beginning or the end of the day, to review God's benefits in your past, your present, and your future. And this discipline will be pleasing to God because it will cultivate a heart of gratitude and ongoing thanksgiving. I want to get better at this. And I don't know about you, but I'm constantly looking for ways and ideas to implement this into my life. And a friend of mine shared this with me years ago, and then I've just kind of heard other things along the way. But this is something I'd like to share with you. Have you heard of a thankfulness journal? A gratitude journal. Maybe you have a prayer journal. I would just encourage you to do this. And just a couple of ideas for you real quick is, one, just take 3 minutes during your day and write three things you're thankful for. You just practiced that a moment ago by writing one thing in 1 minute. Just expand that out. 3 minutes, write three things you're thankful for. And if you're really daring, do it three times a day. Just three times, three times three. And it'll help shape your perspective throughout the day. Three things you're thankful for. How many of y'all have a notebook, carry note cards around? Maybe you have something in your Bible or maybe I would just encourage you to just start carrying note cards around with you or a little notebook, something that you can just anytime during, just stop, disappear for 3 minutes and write three things down. If you're really creative, you might write a note to God, or like King David, you might write a song or a poem of thanksgiving to him. Remember and give thanks. Now remember, you're going to have to take that 2 minutes that Greg told us sometimes. You're just going to have to get away and breathe and say, God, help me to remember. Be still and remember. Now remember and give thanks. Or maybe just open the Bible, and I pray that you would do this too. Just open the scriptures and start seeing the promises of God on the pages. And just journal in the margin, or maybe write down or circle one thing. In fact, I believe that if you'll just stop and remember, remembering and giving thanks will happen when we open the scripture and we start to see the promises of God. And you might even write down in that 3 minutes a scripture that God calls to your mind that you remember without even opening your Bible. Has that ever happened? God will help us to remember and give thanks because it's important to him. It's important to Jesus. In fact, it's so important to Jesus that he literally gave us a living example of this. It's a true story that's lasted 2,000 years from the upper room with his disciples into this room today. See, Jesus was sharing his Last Supper with his disciples. It's before his trial and his crucifixion, and Jesus establishes a practice of remembrance and giving thanks right before our eyes in Scripture. We call it communion. We do this every week. If you open your Bibles to Luke 22, 14 through 20, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. In the upper room of his disciples, Jesus has been preparing for this moment. And when the hour came, he reclined at the table. Verse 14 tells us, and the apostles were with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you. Now, Passover itself is an act of remembrance. Like Jesus is, they've been doing this for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years, and now Jesus has been looking forward to this. They remember the Exodus. They remember God's deliverance. This is what Passover is all about. So this is an act of remembrance in itself. And Jesus says, he's desired to eat this Passover with you and before I suffer, for I will not eat of it until it's fulfilled in the kingdom of God. So he's looking back and he's looking forward. This is an amazing passage. In verse 17, Jesus takes the cup and then he gives what? Thanks. One example, he gives thanks and he says, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. In verse 18, for I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then verse 19, he takes the bread and he gives thanks. And he breaks it and he gives it to him saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Help me out. Do this in remembrance of me. Jesus himself, remembering and giving thanks and teaching us to do the same. And then verse 20, likewise, the cup, after they had eaten, he says, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Jesus gave thanks. Do this in remembrance of me, he said. And then Jesus did this. And he told his disciples to do this. And we see this all through the New Testament. Jesus' followers continued to give thanks and remember him at this meal in the first century, in the first church. And we've been doing it ever since. And today, just as Jesus told us, we are going to stop and be still and remember. And we are going to remember and give thanks around the Lord's table for Jesus. As we remember and give thanks, like we do every week, we do it as a family. And I think there's something powerful in this. Together, we get to remember and give thanks for what Jesus did for us. So I'm gonna ask the servers to come and pass out the bread and the juice, and I'll invite Greg back up to the stage if he wants to do that, and the band can come out. And I'll just invite you to hold on to the bread and the juice as it's passed. Mm. Thank you. Mm. Remember and give thanks for the life, for the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. Just as the Psalms teach us, remember the person, remember the promise, remember the past. Quietly remember and give thanks. And I'm going to invite the band to come, and we're going to do a song together. This song is called Clean. And I would like this song, right from our silence, to become our prayer. A prayer of remembering and giving thanks to God for what he's done with us and for us through the body and the blood, the sacrifice of Jesus. Remember and give thanks.
Precious blood has left me forgiven, pure like the whitest of snow. powerful to make sin and shame retreat. This covenant is making me whole. So I will rise and lift my head, for by his mercy my life was spared. The highest name has set me free. Because of Jesus, my heart is clean. Purify my heart in your presence. Teach me to discover the joy of holiness that forms as you draw me close. In you what was lost is restored. So I will rise and lift my head, for by his mercy my life was spared. The highest name has set me free. Because of Jesus, my heart is clean. So I will rise and lift my head, for by his mercy my life was spared. The highest name has set me free. Because of Jesus, my heart is clean. Because of Jesus, my heart is clean.
So let's remember, give thanks. The body of Jesus, as we eat the bread together. And together we celebrate because our hearts are clean. Because he shed his blood on the cross for all of our sins. Let's remember and give thanks as we drink the juice. Amen. Amen. Greg?
All right. I honestly don't have much else to say. I feel like everything that has been said is needed to be said. But as always, we're supposed to be people who remember who God is, forget not everything that he's done for us. And so before we head out, just remember to be a people that remembers. I'm gonna pray for us, and then we're gonna have one more song, The Blessing, which is a beautiful song. So bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Just thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus, for without him, we wouldn't be here today. Just continue to bring us into remembrance of who you are and how great you are, because you are all that we truly need. We can rest in you, we receive love from you, and from that everything else comes. Just thank you. In Jesus' name I pray.